This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, heading into a summer weekend again. But don't take him for granted, because this thing's going to be over sort of soon. We only got about, what, five or six summer weekends left. So let's get to the Guided Door and Window to the weekend, where you can take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit GOGUIDA.com. What are we looking at this weekend? Pretty basic weekend. Obviously, Phil's Yanks. Up there in New York, which is very cool. I mean, let's be real. It'd be cool if it's here, but I think it's even cooler there. Honestly, I really do. You've got the trade deadline close. That's on Thursday of next week. We'll have all sorts of shows next week devoted to that, including a big one Thursday from McGurk's. We look forward to that being out and about with many people, hopefully there. So be there Thursday if you can. But trade deadline, big weekend for Dombrowski. Remember, a lot of the trades usually happen 2 or 3 days before the deadline. Could happen as soon as this weekend. We shall see.
There I'm was surprised one of, we haven't had some movement already. I know Josh Naylor got traded yesterday. Yeah. I think that's going to be the start, because I'm with you, Joe. It's usually like a week out. We start to see some moves happening.
Totally.
And yeah.
Totally. So you got that on the horizon. And then obviously Eagles training camp. So, you know, a couple more, you know, practices and all that. I guess they get a day off. Maybe it's today a day off. I don't know. Got a day off at some
point. It's a walkthrough, so walk I guess through. Technically a day off.
Gotcha. And then the big thing for me is try to get my book into the shore points as much as possible. I'm going up and down the shore today. John, as soon as the show's over, up and down the shore. Boom, boom, boom. Try to get to all the spots. Try to get my book in there. So
good for you.
Pounding the pavement, as they say.
I'm hoping so. I'm going to be Salesman Joe today. So that's the hope. All right. Let's close out the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. We actually got two poll questions. Get 0% financing for 36 months and $1,000 bonus cash on select new Silverados. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, our poll question number one. Are members of the afternoon show out of line to say they think I am lying about getting an injection in my groin? John, what do you think the people have said on this one? Are they out of line?
Yeah, sure.
The other
70%
way,
say yes.
58% think they're in line. To say I'm lying?
I'm surprised by that. That's,
it's one thing for them to say, I don't know. But they're not saying, I don't know. They're saying he didn't do it.
They're outright saying you lied.
Yeah, they are.
They're not saying I'm rough, skeptical man. Of this. Yeah. Like, oh, are we sure? No, they're saying he's a liar.
And I know I got it. I mean, trust me, I got it. I had the injection in the groin. I'm well aware of what happened. All right, second poll question. Which celebrity death hit you the hardest this week? Now, let's reset from our own standpoint. The three choices, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk. I am Malcolm Jamal Warner. James, you are as well?
I am as well. Yeah, just he was the youngest, the most surprising, and like I said before, we knew him as a kid. It just, that one definitely hit me the hardest.
And, Devin, you're Ozzy? No, you're Hulk. You're Hulk?
No, I'd probably go Ozzy.
Okay, Ozzy, John, you are?
Yeah, I think I'm Ozzy, but the Hulk, that hurts too. That's,
sure does.
And that's big.
All right, how do people vote, John?
Like I said, I think...
By the way, maybe our strangest poll question of all time.
Yeah.
Up there. That or who's a bigger dork, you or Drake? Those are the two that pop right into mind.
Right, exactly.
I feel like Ozzy was beloved to where he takes this poll.
John Ritchie? There's a lot of Hulkamaniacs out there, man.
Wow.
And I'm proud about that. I've, you know, for me, it's Malcolm Jamal Warner because of Theo. But Hulk wins this with 42%.
I would have thought Ozzy would have won, too. I'm with Richie. Like, if you had asked me to guess, I would have guessed. I mean, Ozzy's such a big deal. I'm surprised Hulk won.
Yeah. Ozzy, 34. Malcolm Jamal Warner, 24%. All right, let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. I need
Happy
to
Friday.
Tell you, Joe, how badly I need your book, because I was sitting down in my three-year-old's room, and she brought me, she handed me my first Eagles book that we read to our eight-year-old, and she's like, read me a bit, tell me about the Eagles, and I just got so, I almost got emotional. I was like, she wants to learn about football. And
that's great.
God, it's amazing.
That's great.
I was thumbing through it, and it was like, but the Eagles have won in their history. They were NFC champions in 04. And I'm like, no, I'm not telling her the whole story. I need the more updated version.
Well, so, you can get it soon, my man. It'll be out soon.
Yeah, and I need to get your Herbie Hancock on the inside cover.
Happy to do it.
So anyway, I'm really kind of curious about the Kevin Petullo, Jalen Hurts dynamic. I don't think we have much to worry about of having him not call plays before. I mean, didn't Andy Reid didn't call plays before 99, and he turned out, I don't say just fine. He had his shortcomings, but I think there's going to be enough of a balance. There's going to be enough of a balance between the familiarity with Jalen, but also he's going to, I think, help him develop still and, make him be a bit uncomfortable in terms of, taking that next step.
I hope. I think there's probably a lot to that. I definitely think the familiarity is going to help a lot. And, your point about Andy's a good one. But Petullo, he's been around the block a lot. This guy knows his way around an NFL offense. It's just a matter of time. Now he has the opportunity to actually call the plays. And I do expect that there'll be some rough spots. Time issues early in the first couple games that he's doing it, but they'll work out.
Sirianni will make him practice it a ton, though, also. I mean, I don't think he'll come in unprepared in any way. But there's a learning curve there for sure. Yeah, and it'll be – look, to a large extent, I think they're going to do what they did last year. But some of the guys talked this week about how – and, of course, you always have to put some new wrinkles in because, the other coordinators are all going to be preparing for the Eagles based on last year, so you got to put new wrinkles in to combat that. Ed, give me a great answer, my man, as we come down the stretch of the show. Eagles practice tickets are on the line. Relationship between the protagonist and antagonist. What do you got?
I'm going to have some fun with this one because I've already won them. But I'm going to say Dale and Brennan versus Derek and Step Brothers.
I like
you
that.
Got it. All right, pal. Let's great go to Jeremy moment right now. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today, team?
Great, Jeremy.
So I wanted to weigh in on the possibility of a dome in Philadelphia.
Sure.
In Syracuse, obviously, we've got the Carrier Dome. It's the stadium I grew up going to. And I'm going to echo everything James said about going down to Dallas when him and Elliot went. There is nothing more insane than when you can get an entire stadium rocking underneath the dome.
Jeremy, I'm going to cut you off right there and tell you here's why you're wrong. That is probably really cool. Here's what's cooler. Saquon Barkley dashing through the snow for a 75-yard touchdown in January with snow everywhere.
Yeah, he's talking about it's advantage for a team, though.
I think you said cooler.
The only reason I talk about it is I do think there is an advantage having a dome for the noise.
I don't disagree with that.
Well, no, but there's also an advantage to not having a dome and then a warm weather or a team that doesn't have a roof that often.
Look, we went through that, right? The Tampa Bay Bucks came up here, never won above 30 degrees or whatever, or below 30 degrees, and they won. That is less of an advantage, to me at least.
Because the more direct advantage between the two is definitely the weather. You can't put the Miami Dolphins in Buffalo and expect them to win in a foot and a half of snow.
Yeah, but to James's point, Tampa did in 02. So
I mean, they did it.
Right.
Yeah, they did it.
Right. It's possible. And I if it was up to me, I would lean towards an actual possibility of just putting a retractable roof on the link. And you can do both of what Jeffrey probably wants to do with it. You can host
the
event, but then you can still have it open.
Look, Jeremy, I'm fine with the roof. Again, I'll say it again, as long as the Eagles say we'll never use it for an Eagles game.
I completely agree.
Because, and how, by the way, how bizarre is it going to be? Like, it's freaking cold. It's 12 degrees out. And you have to walk from the parking lot to the stadium. So do you wear a jacket into the stadium?
Yes.
And then you got this huge, jacket around you for 4 hours when you're completely warm?
You wear a hoodie or something like that. Once you get in.
It can't be that much.
That seems like a very nitpicky thing.
I mean, it is nitpicky. I'm just saying the idea of it's 12 degrees outside and it's 72 degrees inside. I don't. Come on, man. That's nonsense. Jeremy, give me a great relationship in a movie or a show.
So you started this topic with talking about Happy Gilmore and Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
I'll give you another golf one. Give me Carl the groundskeeper and the gopher.
They were. I mean, the gopher just stunk is the problem.
It's not bad. James, what would be the best relationship from The Wire of this sort? Is it McNulty and Stringer?
Yeah, I think it's McNulty and Stringer. It was about to come out of my mouth. I think it's McNulty and Stringer.
McNulty and Stringer in The Wire. What would be the best in Game of Thrones?
Ooh.
Is it the Night King and Jon Snow, maybe?
Maybe.
I feel like Joffrey earlier was a better antagonist.
Well,
Joffrey was the ultimate antagonist.
No, I think Ramsay was actually worse.
I think Ramsay was worse.
Oh my gosh.
I think Joffrey was worse. They're close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Close.
Because Ramsay was like the unhinged, nothing is off the table type of evil.
I agree, Devin, with you entirely.
Yeah, like that.
Joffrey was a bit of a kid.
Joffrey was annoying.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Joffrey was too young.
He's a brat.
Truly
he is
brat. With total.
He did some horrible. I mean,
yeah, but you would see his moments where he was soft. You never saw.
Strong disagree.
Like, no, James, you go back and watch it. There were times where his mom's telling him.
Yeah, he was like a 10-year-old boy. You know, like.
Because the whole thing starts with Arya and him when they're doing the swords thing out in the field in the first episode.
Maybe I'm infusing some of the book in here because like he is definitely pretty evil in the book. Like
Arya owns him out in the field. It's either the first or second episode, and that's when he then starts. Anyway, all right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only. From Xfinity Mobile, let's hit it with time.
Hey, Joe, this is one last call for the immortal one, brother. Hollywood Hulk Hogan, man. I just want to tell you that I want you next Tuesday beat the brakes off your opponent, man. Bring it back to the WIP listeners back in South Philadelphia. So what you gonna do, WIP listeners? And the greatest Hulkamaniac fans across the globe runs wild on you.
I love that. What a great call, man. Thank you, Hulk. Appreciate it.
Spike saying Joe should shut up is so embarrassing when he and Ike are playing mommy and daddy to Jack. Are you kidding me? It's embarrassing.
That's not bad.
Mommy and daddy's not bad. You should run with that, Joe. That's it. Like, are mommy and daddy upset? Like, that's got a lot of potential.
Okay.
Yeah, John, you hear how Blake and Ike are cheering for Jack, the way they're supporting him, rooting for him. I mean, what are you doing here, John? Step it up and you got to root for the hammer. I'm yours.
Thank you. All right.
Well, the hammer!
John's got a little bit more time to figure out which side he's on, we'll see.
Yo, great Game of Thrones reference. He is definitely Greek. But who are you? Littlefinger? How about Little Feet? Little Feet to count.
Yeah, the only problem with my Reek reference is I used it about 4 months ago after it beat the Hammer victory. So it was a little been there, done that.
Yeah, but didn't Amy tell you you went too far?
She did.
I think calling anyone Reek is too far. I think there's a
Reek
line.
But not Jack. Look at the guy. I mean, would you look at him?
Oh, man.
All right, the Bo Bond, the Oaf, the Reek, the whole deal.
No,
and with that,
no, can't do the Reek.
I'll tell you what, I got to bring Bo Bond and the Oaf back because when you see probably how uncoordinated he's going to be in tennis, that's when it's going to look Oaf-like. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours.
I better win tennis.
Maybe cut that.
You better.
When you see probably how uncoordinated he's going to be in tennis, I think we should cut that just in case.
Look, if he can play, then either of us could win. If he can't play, he has no chance to win. I'm just putting that out there. Reminder, our tennis at FDR Park is on Tuesday. We hope you can join us Tuesday at noon after the show. Looking forward to it. And he may get whipped bad.
Is John going to be the ball boy? Or
we haven't gotten that far.
It's like in 2 days.
Well, I mean, I can't have someone who's antagonistic to me involved on the court. So I don't think I'm going to sign off on that, Devin. I mean,
what if he doesn't speak?
I don't think I'm going to sign off on John as ball boy. I'd like to able to.
And he's pressuring me to support him.
Well, right. That's a good point.
But you haven't supported
right,
him.
And I'm
like,
saying,
why
I'd love
to
go and be ball man at the net for you.
That's not supporting him.
I don't want
I'm
John
sorry.
To be there.
No, it's a ball
so, so do you want support? Do you not want support?
Yeah, but you're looking to drive his Zamboni. You're just looking to have this, you know, let me be a little attention. Let me be the ball boy guy. I mean, if it came from a more authentic place.
Well, he has experience being a ball boy.
Yeah.
Very
years of experience,
robust experience.
Wasn't it one time?
And he got fired.
All right, let's go to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hey, can I make a real quick public service announcement based
sure.
on those scientific facts?
Yeah,
the turtles are fine. Can we just get the plastic straws back?
Oh,
the
man.
Turtles,
I know.
Boy,
especially
they are
the McDonald's ones that
brutal.
Were big.
By the way, speaking of turtles, Gary, do you know Cuff and Link are still alive? I saw that the other day.
Get out of town.
Stallone put up a picture of Stallone, Cuff, and Link.
That makes sense.
They're still alive.
Yeah.
Did you know they listed the Hulk at like over 7 foot because Stallone's so short?
Oh, you mean his thunder lips?
Well, yeah, when they announced him like over 7 foot tall.
Oh, that's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's dirty.
They did. He's right about that.
They were protecting Sly. Okay.
He's that's exactly what it was. That's a really good point.
Yeah, way. That makes sense.
Wow.
Huh.
So, Elliot.
Well, he was very tall. How tall was he? Like 6'7"?
I don't know. I would guess.
Yeah, I think he was close. No, I think he's somewhere
in
that range. Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
So. Okay. He's really tall.
Wow.
So I want to defend Elliot, which I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. Like, you don't know the play. Like, my son's a quarterback. So, if the running back runs to the A gap when he's supposed to be in the B gap and they collide, everybody starts yelling at my son. So that's the whole thing of sports talk. We don't know what's going on. We just know what we see. So
totally.
Gary,
this is probably, if I had to guess, part of the point that J.J. Watt's getting at. I'm guessing, just using the word guessing. You know, you should have a high percentage of completion percentage in a practice drill. But what's interesting is it 95% instead of 85%? I mean, I remember the one practice when the Patriots came in, because they came in a couple times, I think in the Chip years, because Belichick and Chip had their relationship. And I remember Eagles reporters buzzing.
Same.
They, I don't know if this is literally true, but they all said it, so I think it was. They said, when Tom Brady passed the ball, they said the ball never hit the ground.
Joe, I remember it so vividly. It was like every Eagles reporter had their take was, wow, Brady, ball never hits the ground.
Yeah, ball never hit the ground. So, you know, we know not to judge these stats versus 63% in a regular season game. Like, you know, I got it.
It's just like when the, you know, the pitcher's working on his curveball, but he gives up three home runs. We saw he just gave up three home runs. We don't know what he's working on. And if they come out after and say that, well, was he or did he just have a bad day?
Yeah. Gary, I'll tell you the biggest thing I think you lose in practice is quarterback being pressured where he can actually get hit and sacked and the impact that has on the passing game in practice because they do not replicate that. There is no replication of that. The quarterback is never under duress in practice that he could actually get his shoulder driven into the ground and should I throw the ball away, run, or try to complete the pass by standing in the pocket. There's no way to do that in practice because the defensive lineman is not allowed to drive the quarterback's shoulder into the ground.
I mean, unless you're a scout quarterback and then you just kill.
Gary, we got to move fast, my man. Best answer here for Eagles practice tickets, relationship between, it's not exactly good guy and bad guy, but protagonist, antagonist, what do you got?
Neo versus Agent Smith.
Was waiting all show for it. Okay. Massive, massive, massive
huge answer there.
Is that, so you think that's going to win,
was
James?
It was one of my haymakers.
All right, we're moving fast. Is the name Christian or Critten?
Christian, I wrote it wrong. It's Sorry. Christian, my fault.
Christian,
my
give
fault.
Me an answer, pal. Relationship, what do you got?
Tom and Jerry.
Sure.
Tom and Jerry. I would say it's not as interesting.
No, it's definitely not. It's an answer.
Not interesting.
No, I agree.
Laurie, give me an answer. You can win the Eagles tickets, practice tickets.
Hi. So in 7, the Brad Pitt character and Kevin Spacey, where he's always one step ahead of him.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep. Laurie. Good stuff. Let's come up with a winning answer here. So,
by the way, John McClane and Hans Gruber was my answer that I didn't say that I was waiting for all show.
Yep. All right, the Sherlock Holmes one got a big reaction from us. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence got a big reaction. Neo there got a big reaction.
There was another one.
Fight Club.
Neo and
Karate Kid.
Yeah. I mean, Ace Ventura and Finkel.
Oh, the gopher.
Gopher. Yeah.
It's just the gopher sucks.
Gopher stinks.
I don't like
it's the worst
gopher.
Part of the movie.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought it was a creative
The
answer.
Best answer might have been said by John, you with Austin Powers and Dr. Evil, or...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or McClane and Gruber, if it had said, would have won,
I think. And I got to be honest, James, your answer, Alex Forrest and...
Yeah, it was a good one, right?
All right. Sherlock Holmes, LaRusso, Neo.
I'll vote Neo.
I like Neo a lot.
Devin?
Sure.
There it is. Gary with the winning answer. Late in the show, Gary is attending the Eagles practice coming up. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy it all. Phil's Yanks. Pretty cool, right? We don't always get that. So Phil's Yanks, enjoy it. We'll be talking to you next week about the trade deadline, Eagles practices, and much more. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks to everyone at Borgata, the great hospitality. Talk to you Monday. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.